Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate to bring you down, but this is supposed to be the most depressing week of the year. We're getting our credit card bills from Christmas. It's below zero. Right now it's 20, feels like 20 below zero. And we need a little bit of a kick here, a little bit of a bit of motivation. So we're going to go to Lifetime's Troy Eichers. Coach T, good morning.
Good morning, Vanita, and to all of our WCCO listeners.
We need you to pep us up. We need you to give us some motivation to not get down. What can you tell us? It's a mindset, and we kind of need to change it as we look forward.
We do. We're all about change, and change is difficult. Change is uncomfortable. But we're still at the very beginning of the year. So you want to talk about positive. We're only 3 weeks into a 52-week year. We're still in our first month. Even if we've had setbacks, we started focusing on something positive for ourselves, whatever it is in your wellness and health program. So let's see the big picture. We're still at the very beginning. We've got a lot of time left. We're going to have failures. We're going to have success. But let's realize we're still at the very beginning. So we haven't failed unless we've quit. So let's not quit and let's keep going.
Love it. Love the way you think. So there's people who started fitness routines, you know, the big New Year's resolutions type thing. You get to this week and you think, why haven't I lost 20 pounds by now? You know, you want those instant results. What do you want to tell people to keep them going, to keep going for that goal?
Absolutely. Let's first understand three things. We need to be more patient because change takes time. We need to be persistent. We need to continue to put our energy into the things that we desire. And then we also need to forgive ourselves when we don't succeed at the rate that we thought things would change at. Because where our attention goes, our energy flows. So if we're patient and we're persistent and we're forgiving, meaning that we change along the way and understand maybe we've taken a big bite and maybe we need to take a smaller bite, I think those three things are extremely important. And when we realize with patience, persistence, and being more forgiving and understanding of how change takes place, we realize we still have 11 plus months left and we can keep going.
Love that. 7:54, we're talking to Coach T from Lifetime. You know, you hear a lot about intermittent fasting. That seems to garner some results for people. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, intermittent fasting is a successful way to take in your nutritional or to track your nutrition or to take in your food. And that's eating between a set time, be it if it's within 18 hours where you're fasting, eating the other six. The reality is that works for some people. If that works for you and it's been advised or permitted by your physician or your wellness professional that it's something you can do, that's great. But for some people, I don't think it applies, and I think we have to be really careful with that. Because, again, if we go back to the tension and energy, if I'm worried that I don't get to eat for such an elongated period of time, in my mind, all I'm thinking about is what I don't get to do. So I think we need to tread lightly when it comes to intermittent fasting. It works for a lot of people. But if it doesn't work for you, let's go back to what we just talked about. Let's be forgiving. Let's make an adjustment. Let's self-assess and change into something that does work for us. And there is a host of a lot of different ways that we can eat on a daily basis. So let's find what works for us and make sure that we're eating nutrient-dense foods and that we're careful with the approach that we use.
We've got about a minute left. Can you give us three things that really you've seen work for people, the clients that have the most success with attaining their goals? What are the three things that they do or that you recommend?
Three things. I see it every day. Accountability. Have an accountability team or person, somebody who's your champion, somebody who's there at your side. Make sure you have that person you can go to when things are tough, or the person you need to go to take the next step up. Also, make sure that you have a supportive house, be it your partner, your family. Make sure everybody's on board. And the other thing is, don't forget to reward yourself for the positive strides you're taking with healthy things. All right. We have to be very careful. So let's have an accountability system. Let's make sure that there's continual support. Let's not have people trying to rob us as we're trying to go forward. And let's put in positive rewards, because we as human beings like to feel good about the progress we're making. At the same point, let's be forgiving and let's not punish ourselves when we don't make the changes that we want to at the timeline we might be falsely believing.
Coach T from Lifetime, you are always inspiring. Love these midweek motivations with you. We'll look forward to having you back again.
Thank you so much, Benita. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.